This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org. We're going to begin in defense of Sloth. My name is Aaron Levy of the Slot Foundation.
I'm Sina Najafi from Cabinet Magazine.
And we'd like to just issue a few thank yous before we begin today. The first is to Tony Vidler and the Erwin S. Chanin School of Architecture here at the Cooper Union, who sponsored today's proceedings and allowed us to so generously use the Great Hall.
And we'd also like to thank the New York Council for the Humanities, which is a state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities, for a grant that they provided to cover the costs of the symposium.
We'd also like to thank all of our colleagues at Slot Foundation and Cabinet Magazine. So you should each have program notes for the proceedings today. They're available in the back, and we can also hand them out if you still need one. On the overleaf, there's a description of the program. You also see it projected behind us.
Today's proceedings are being recorded, and as of last night's event and Chelsea at Zone, which was the first part of this two-part event, they'll be posted online at both slot.org and cabinetmagazine.org for audio download in the next few days to come. Brian DeWan's performance of songs about laziness from last night is already online at the Slot site. Cabinet is a... We haven't managed to get that done yet.
Some ideas start with bad puns, and this event resulted from a decision by Cabinet and Slot to work together towards an event about sloth. As one could imagine, the planning ideas for this conference went through many, many permutations, not to mention snickering and giggling, and we'll get to that later. And we discussed so many possibilities and approaches, ranging from the eclectic to the entertaining and, of course, the scholarly. We hope that the format we've devised for today and the topics we'll engage will reflect, on the one hand, the seriousness of work on this topic, but also it'll be presented in a manner appropriate to this oddly elusive topic.
An author in a recent Harper's article an article about laziness had talked about the church of work which dominates America, and we thought that New York would be a perfect place as the reigning center of productivity. New York was a perfect place to have this conference and an appropriate location to explore the cultural and political histories that in some manner have sought to resist that that push towards productivity, and in so doing amount to a sort of defense of sloth.
This conference, thus, is an attempt to call attention to ideologies of labor and productivity and the way that our highly individuated at times and at times personal approaches to labor are often undertaken in the shadow of the corporate industrial state. To what degree, one might also wonder, have we all... Can you turn it down slightly? Yeah, thanks. To what degree, one might also wonder, have we all reproduced and internalized this sort of capitalist frenzy for productivity today, whether it be in academia, in the arts, or in other professions? And to what degree does this frenzied productivity foreclose on the very possibility of a contemplative life?
One of the ways that such a project coalesces is through the creation of inventories of idleness, paradoxical as this may sound. And throughout today's proceedings, earlier this morning, as well as in the interludes between the panels, we'll display these quotes. Oh no, they're gone now. These quotes that we've assembled from various people who've written about laziness and sloth in defense or against it. And one of the ways that our curatorial approach converges of both Cabinet and Slot is our interest in systems of taxonomy and classification.
And so what we're going to do just to begin again is an admittedly brief but introductory sample of the type of vocabulary that we hope we'll all construct today together in all of its diversity and with its different moral tones, political inclinations, and lifestyles.
And thanks goes to Joshua Glenn, who sent me his Idler's Glossary, from which we're going to pick little tiny words.
Absent-mindedness.
Acedia.
Ambling.
Apathy.
Avoidance.
Bartleby.
Blasé.
Bored. Boredom.
Bumming.
Couch potato.
Dawdling.
Daydreaming.
Debauchery.
Do nothing.
Dodgery. Dodgers.
Dreaming.
Ennui.
Farting around.
That wasn't on the list. Freeloading.
Fucking around.
Idleness.
Inactivity.
Lack of curiosity.
Indifference.
Indolence.
Inertia.
Lackadaisical.
Laggard.
Lallygag.
Languor.
Lassitude.
Laziness.
Leisure.
Lethargy.
Libertine.
Loafing.
Ah, the dandy.
Ah, note. The dandy, the figure of the dandy. Should have been on the D.
Then there's the loser.
The lotus eater.
The mind wanderer.
Nonchalance.
Napping.
Napping. I miss napping.
There's no napping today allowed. Passivity.
Playboy.
The procrastinator.
Putting off.
Rambling.
Relaxing.
Resting.
Sauntering.
Shirking.
Sinecure. Sinecurist.
And then there's the slacker.
The sleepiness.
The slothful.
Slouching.
Sluggard.
Spleen.
The sponger.
Stargazing.
The stroller.
Torpor.
The truant.
The unambitious.
The unindustrious.
The unproductive.
And the unpunctilious.
Vacation. Vacationing.
Vegetating.
Wishy-washy.
And working. We've lost our order. So what to make of the giggling and the snickering with which any discussion of sloth, laziness, or idleness inevitably provokes? The bad jokes, the puns, the snide remarks about whether we're too productive or not hardly enough.
And how might we begin to acknowledge the ambivalences that we both bring to this conference table as well when it comes to paradoxically working hard to organize an event around the topic which one perhaps doesn't so much study and learn as one exudes or simply practices?
And so without further ado, please join us in defense of sloth.